Wednesday, 15th of July, Chof Gimel Tammuz, Rabbi David Eisenberg, the Aliyah, the Created, and Aliyah.
Good morning. As many of you know, I'm a member of the Whitefield community, Kail, either from knowing me personally or people have seen the signs. And the Whitefield community, Kail, differs from many Kailim in that after our regular two starim, we learn with Balabatim. We learn from hour from 7 to 8. Most of the Balabatim that come in are fry. We have a range of people that come in, ages 13 to about 70. And it's a very interesting koil and an interesting proposition. And so one day, somebody walked into koil, fine Sunday afternoon, comes over to one of the young alike that runs the whole show over there, and he says to him, "I'd like to learn how to read." "I'd like to learn how to read, no problem. We have somebody that knows how to teach you. What made you decide suddenly to come and learn how to read?" He says, "I'll tell you, I had a story last night or last week, can't remember when it was. I was called up on Shabbos to Torah. I was in a certain shul, this is the Maisa Shehoya, called up to Torah in a certain shul, and I've only known for a very short time that I'm a Jew. They called me up, and I went over to the Gabbai, and I said to the Gabbai, you know, I don't read Hebrew." So the Gabbai says, "You what?" He says, yeah, "I don't read Hebrew. I cannot read Lashon Kodesh." So a whole fight erupted in the shul. Can you give him an aliyah? Can you not give him an aliyah? And so what happened in the end, and this is what we're going to discuss today, is that they did not give him the aliyah. They called somebody else instead of him. And the fellow was so embarrassed, and Baruch Hashem, it didn't lead to him going away, but rather what it led to was that he said, "I'm never going to have that embarrassment again. I'm going to learn how to read." He made his mind up. Came to Akkoilu, learned how to read, shteig a little bit more, Baruch Hashem, he went to Eretz Yisrael for 6 months recently, he's just coming back. And so, when the Shaila came up, we all were dining on it. Well, can you call the guy, can you not call it a guy? Do you have to call somebody else? Is this a case where he's allowed to have the Aliyah? Does Busha play a factor over here? Is it a bracha levatolo? Can he make a bracha? There's so many different Shailas that come into this. So I wanted to discuss this morning. And so, the real sugya starts over here on Daf of Aleph and Aleph in Megillah. And the Mishnah on Daf of Aleph and Aleph in Megillah says, HaKoras HaMegillah Omer B'Yoshev, when you read the Megillah, you can either stand or you can sit. B'tzibur, you should stand because of Kovod HaTzibur, but if you're reading it at home, you could sit. Kara Echad, Karua Shnayim Yotzu. If one person read it, or even if two people read it at the same time, nevertheless, you yotzu with Kriya B'Samegillah. Normally we have a klal, Trei Kol Elay Mishtami. You cannot hear two people at the same time. And therefore, since you cannot hear two people at the same time, maybe you will not be able to hear the words of the Megillah and you won't be Yotze. So the Gemara tells us there's a certain chavivus, there's a certain love that people have to Megillah. As you can all see, there are many more minyanim for Kriyas HaMegillah than for any other thing. People like to learn the Megillah. And so therefore, there, you're still Yotze, even if you only heard it, even if you heard it from two people. And so the Gemara says, that is true for Megillah. But on normal basis, the Gemara says, Masha ain't came to Torah. That's not true for Kriyas HaTorah. For Kriyas HaTorah, you cannot have two people laning. That means there's only one person who's allowed to be laning from the Torah. Says the Rosh over here in Siman Aleph. So, if only one person's allowed to lane, so let's look at what we have today. We have a Shliach Tzibur. And we have the person that you're calling up to lane. So the person you call up to lane makes the bracha, and then he's got the Baal Kriya standing next to him laning. And the question becomes, so now we have two people laning. So how can you have two people laning? So the Rosh says, the reason they instituted this was not to embarrass anybody that didn't know how to lane. Because in those days, what they used to do is they used to call people up, and every person who came up made his bracha, or in the very early days, only the first person made the bracha and the last person made the bracha. But the people that they called up lane the aliyah themselves. Now sometimes they called somebody and this person just didn't happen to finish Shnaimikar Chatagum or wasn't able to lane, and it was quite embarrassing to come up and be corrected constantly by the Gavoyim or whatever. And so therefore they instituted the idea that they're going to have a Balkriya. They're going to have somebody that knows how to lane, that prepares it. And then if they call whoever it might be in shul, he's not going to get embarrassed from that. That's what the Rosh starts off with. Says the Rosh, you can't say that. And first he wants to bring a raya for it, but then he says that you can't say like that. The raya that he brings is from Mikra Bikurim. By Mikra Bikurim, And the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you used to bring the first fruits, you used to put them in a basket, you used to bring them to Yerushalayim. And when you used to bring it, you used to have to say, Levidui Bikurim. Aram Yoibet Ovi, Vayir Mitzrayim, Vayogosh Omi B'Sei Mahot, well known from the Haggadah. V'atoyinei Veses, Reishis Priha Adom, Asher Nosato Li Hashem. You said a whole parsha over there. So some people came, they knew how to say the Vidui for the Bikurim, they put it down, and Vayir Gigangin. But there were some people that did not know how to do it. And those people that did not know how to do it stopped coming. Because they'd come to the Beis HaMikdash and they'd see everybody else knowing exactly what to do. And they themselves would have to bring the Bikurim and then call somebody over and this person would have to tell them, okay, Arami, Arami, Oive, Oive. They'd have to go through it like that. And it was tremendously embarrassing. He doesn't know how to lay in the Bikurim. Look at him over there. This guy has to be with somebody else. And so therefore, they made a takana in Beis HaMikdash that everybody, no matter how big a Talmud Chacham you were, would have somebody reading the Parsha Bikurim to you, and you repeated the Parsha Bikurim after him. This way, the few people that did not know the Parsha Bikurim, nevertheless would not suffer the embarrassment of being the ones that didn't know how to read the Bikurim. And then the Rosh says, you can't say that. Even though you have a very nice smach, you could show that maybe it's like Bikurim, he says, but it's not doimah to Bikurim. Doesn't compare. Because by Bikurim, there's a positive mitzvah. There's a mitzvah on every person to bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim every single year. And so therefore, if you don't bring Bikurim to Yerushalayim, you are oive an avera. You're not allowed to just skip on Bikurim because of embarrassment. Whereas, as far as it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, you don't have to get an aliyah. There are plenty of people around in shul that know how to read. Call somebody else, and you learn how to read. That's what Rosh says. The embarrassment should be an impetus to get him to read. It shouldn't be the other way around, that because somebody doesn't know how to read, we should make a takono. The person who doesn't know how to read should learn how to read. Therefore, the Rosh says, it can't be because we wanted to spare people the embarrassment, but rather what we wanted to do was make sure that the Baal Kore reads properly. Which means, and I'm sure many of us have seen this, there are many people that get up to lane that are not properly prepared. And very often these people that are not properly prepared are the people that action themselves. I want to lane. And they stand by the beam as soon as the Sefer Torah comes out, they're ready to lane. And you take out the Sefer Torah and the lane is just atrocious. And so therefore, in order to spare the Tzibur, this fighting about who is going to lane, who knows how to lane, who doesn't know how to lane, the tzibur was nemana shliach tzibur. This person about Korea set aside by the shul, he knows what he's doing, he knows how to lane, and therefore this person lanes for the tzibur. That is why they instituted the idea of a Baal Kore, and it has nothing to do with busha. But the Rosh finishes off over here. But even the person who's standing next to the Baal Kore, that means the person who got an aliyah, has to read along the nachas slowly and bediktuk properly with the right diktuk with the shliach tzibur. So it should not be a bracha levatolo. You can't just get up to the Torah and make a bracha and let somebody else lane. What about somebody who does not know how to read? You should not call him to get the aliyah. And it's a bracha levatolo. Why? Because it doesn't make sense to say that I should make a bracha on somebody else's laning. I can make a bracha on my own laning. Or I can make a bracha and read along quietly and the shliach tzibur will read out loud so that the tzibur is yoytze with the proper kriyas HaTorah. But for me to come up and to make a bracha, then to space out for 5 minutes while the Baal Kore lanes, and then to make the second bracha, says the Rosh, that's a bracha levatala. That's an avla. You shouldn't be calling such a person to the Torah. And that's what's passing in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kufner Aleph, Sif Beis, he passes, Layikru Shnaim Ela Ha'oyle Kore V'shat Shoysik. Two people shouldn't lane, but rather the person who gets called up reads, and the Shliach Tzibur, meaning the Baal Kore is quiet. Oy Shat Kore V'oyle Layikru B'koy Rom. Or the Shliach Tzibur is going to lane, and the Oiler should read, but you shouldn't read out loud, because otherwise you get to the problem of the Trei Koli, that you cannot hear two voices simultaneously. But he says, when we call Mokrim, Tzorchu Likreis Im HaShatz. He does have to read along quietly. He has to read with the Shatz, Kidei Sheloi Tehebe Chosel Levatolo, in order that his bracha should not be Levatolo. El Shatoch Likois, but not Ashleish Mila Ozna. But he has to read quietly, so he shouldn't be able to hear. That's a different sugya. We might see that at the end, about reading quietly, that you shouldn't be able to hear it yourself. But we see over here that the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you have to read along with the Gval Karev. And in Mishabura Siv Yud, Siv Gotten Yud, brings the Lord Mistavish Yivarecha Oyla Kriyas HaShatz. Doesn't make sense that I can make the brach on somebody else's laning. And he quotes the Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Rosh that we just saw. So in Cain, it seems over here that you should not be able to give this person an aliyah. So case closed. Person got called up. You cannot let him make a bracha because it'll be a bracha levatola. How could you be machshel somebody in making a bracha levatola? He doesn't know how to lane. And we know that if he's going to make a bracha and doesn't read along, he's going to make a bracha levatola. So how can you give him the aliyah? So Taki, you should have to call somebody else. That's what it would seem. But here's the problem. There's another sugya that the Be'al Lacha points out is a stira to this sugya. And that sugya is the sugya of Suma. So over here, in Turei Meis Yosef, he brings as follows. He brings what the Rosh says, "Umishen yadeh likreis enu roi shikru shliach tzibur, v'av brach levatolo." It's a brach levatolo if you call somebody who does not know how to read. "V'loi mistambesh yivarech al kriyach tzibur adkan." It doesn't make sense you should be able to read and make a bracha on the Shliach Tzibur's reading if he doesn't know how to read along himself. Umiu, says the Torah, if he knows how to read, if you read slowly enough as a Baal Kore, that this person will be able to read along with you, to follow along with you, so then Shemati Mimenu de Shape Domi, then I heard from my father the Rosh, the Torah being the son of the Rosh says, I heard from my father, that would be allowed. The only problem is when somebody does not read along at all. But if he can read along slowly as you give him the words, he'll read along with you, that is permitted. Because that already is not a bracha ratola. Because then we're already out of that region of making a bracha on somebody else's laning. Says the Torah, says the Beis Yosef, what about somebody who's blind? Can you call a blind person to the Torah? That means you have a Baal Kore, and the blind person got an aliyah. What's the problem with a blind person getting an aliyah? Because a blind person is going to be reading Shalai Min Aksav. Blind person, Lo'elein, who doesn't have eyesight, can't see the Sefer Torah in front of him. And since he can't see the Sefer Torah in front of him, when he's going to be reading, he's going to be reading it from memory. He'll know the whole thing Baal Peh, and he'll read it Baal Peh. And even though the Tzibur is Yoitze with the laning of the Shliach Tzibur, but the question is, as far as the Summa is concerned, the blind person, can he make a bracha? Because he's not reading from the Torah. He's reading from memory. So can you make a bracha birchas a Torah for reading from memory? So now the Beis Yosef brings shittas that say no, and then he brings the Nimuki Yosef. Nimuki Yosef says, Tadanam Perak HaKoresa Megillah said, Summa ein akoyah b'Torah, Hainu loyimed ein akoyah al peh. That means you cannot have a summa, you cannot have a blind person being the Baal Kore. If you're going to have the summa being the one who's being Moitzi the Tzibur, so that you can't do, because if he's Moitzi the Tzibur and he himself is not learning from the Torah, so then the Tzibur is hearing somebody who's learning from memory. You cannot hear somebody who's learning from memory and be Yotzi Yochi of Kriyas HaTorah. But if you had somebody else instead of him that was learning out loud, and everybody in the Tzibur heard this guy's learning, and the Summa is being Mavarech and stands on his side and listens and reads along. Shabbat Dami, that's what the Nemuki Yosef holds, you're allowed to do that. And that's what you can do with a Summa. And that's what the Gur writes as well, that a Summa coin, you can read into a Torah and it's not a problem. That's the Shittas Nemuki Yosef, although the Beis Yosef does not pass like this Nemuki Yosef. And similarly, in Da'afi Moshe over here, in Sifkat Na'alef, he brings a Ma'aril, and Ma'aril calls after knowing Likrei Summa. Ma'aril also is Matir. The Maril says that you could call a Summa to the Torah. But I hold like the Beis Yosef. So we have over here a Shittas Beis Yosef and a Shittas HaRamot L'Chorah that you cannot call a blind person to the Torah even if somebody else was to be the Baal Kore. But what do we pass in Halacha L'Maisa? Halacha L'Maisa in Simen Kuf Lametes Seif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Summa Eina Kore, a summa is not allowed to be called up because you're not allowed to read not from the Sefer Torah. And this summa who doesn't see is not going to be reading from the Sefer Torah. Says the Ramo, Maril Kotsav, Maril writes, Today, we are allowed to call the Summa. You know why you're allowed to call the Summa to the Torah? He's no worse than an Am Haaretz. And Mishnah Berurah points out why you're allowed to call the Summa. Because of Shemiah Kohenim. He's Yotze with the Din of Shemiah Kohenim. And the Mishnah Berurah in Zivkot Nyud Gimel writes, so the Din of Kosvo Achoinim, the Din of Achoinim Paskin, the Nogul Hogel Ke'am Maril. We Paskin that we're make like Maril, even though by Pashas Zoch and by Pashas Pora, continues Mishnah Berurah, we should not be make like the Maril, because those are things that are questionably Deraisa, or by Pashas Zoch are definitely Deraisa. Nevertheless, in a regular aliyah, you could be soymech on this maril, and so therefore we have a maril that paskins that by summa and by am ha'aretz, you're allowed to call them to the Torah, and that's a psak by the Ramah. So frek the bi'aloch. I don't understand. Over here in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, when we brought the halach of calling somebody to the Torah that does not know how to read along the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you cannot call them. And the Ramah says nothing, indicating that the Ramah is in agreement with the Shulchan Aruch. Otherwise the Ramah would say something. In Simen Kuf Namites, when we discuss the question of Summa, of somebody who's blind, there we see that the Ramah holds that you could call a blind person, and he brings an Am Haaretz as a raya to back himself up, that you're allowed to call a blind person to the Torah. Seemingly the Ramah does argue on this halacha. So the question then becomes, what does the Ramah hold? Does the Ramah hold you are allowed to call an Am Haaretz to the Torah? Or does the Ramah hold you're not allowed to call an Am Haaretz to the Torah? Because there seems to be a stira over here. Says the Bir Halacha over there in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Diva Maskil Levatolo. What are you going to do about this stira? So at first the Bir Halacha comes up with the easy solution. And the easy solution is, the Ramah didn't write it over here because he was soymech on what we said in Simen Kuf Lamites. That means we said it already once. I don't have to say it every single time this halacha comes up. I don't have to keep on repeating myself. I said it in Kuf Lamites. I'm soymech on the fact that you saw that over there. The Yosinir says the Bi'alacha. Bi'alacha says, but I have a better reasoning. What's the better reasoning? That it depends what we're talking about over here. In Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, when the Ramah does not say anything about it, that is because there we're talking about somebody who does know how to read. If you're going to call a regular from person to the Torah who knows how to read along, and he makes the bracha, and for some reason today he's not in the mood of reading along with the Shliach Tzibah, he says, okay, I'm just going to make the brachas and let you lame. Or the Baal Kur is too fast for him, and he can't keep up, and that's why he's not going to lame along with him. So that is a bracha levatolah. That passes the Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do that. How could you give somebody an aliyah that's not going to read along with a Baal Kore? But that's all talking about somebody that does know how to lane, that does know how to read. What about somebody who does not know how to read? Somebody who does not know how to read, such as a Summa or an Am Haaretz, that's very different. There, the Ramah says, there we have a chance to be Megal. Because, says the Bi'alocha, and this is quite important, if you're going to have a Summa or an Am Haaretz in your shul, and somebody who's not going to learn how to read, and he's going to be davening in your shul for 2 years, and he's perpetually getting glila and never ever getting an aliyah, at one point or another, this person's going to come over to the Gaboim and then have a taina. I've been davening here for 3 years already. Not once have I gotten aliyah. Not on a Shabbos, not on a weekday, not on a Yom Tov, not on a Shana, not on a Yom Kippur, garnished. You just ignore me? There's only 20 people in shul. How could you not give me an aliyah? And he'd be right. So therefore, we don't want there to be fights. Therefore, we made a kula. We said, somebody who does not know how to read, or somebody who's a summa, in order that there shouldn't be fights in shul, we gave permission for us to call this person, even though he will not be able to read along. But somebody who does know how to read along, and for whatever reason decides today's not in the mood to read along, that's a bracha levatolah. That's what the Bi'alocha says. So in Cain would come out, if you had a proper Am Haaretz as part of your shul, then you would be allowed to give him an aliyah. And even though he's making a bracha on somebody else's kriya, and we saw in the Rosh, the loy mistaber, that you can make a bracha on somebody else's kriya, we have a svara of Shemeyaki Oine. And since we have a svara of Shemeyaki Oine, so that there should not be any fights, we could be soimech on those shittas that Shemeyaki Oine by this bracha. Now, all that is good and well when you have somebody who's part of your shul. When the Bialacha said is that there's going to be fights, after 2 years of being part of a shul and you've still not gotten an aliyah, you're going to be quite upset. But somebody who's a guest, as this person who came to the koil, was just a guest in shul, and they decided, you see a guest, the gaboyim usually, if they have an extra aliyah, would like to give a guest an aliyah, so they called up the guest. There already, there's no asilim tsuyi. There's no fight that's going to erupt over the fact that you don't give this person an aliyah, because he's only there this week. So okay, don't give him an aliyah. If you don't know that he doesn't know how to read, that's a different question. But if you know he doesn't know how to read, you don't have to give him an aliyah. If you give him glila this one time, he won't be embarrassed. If for 2 years he keeps on getting glila, not an aliyah, then he'll fight with you. But the one-off, who says you're allowed to call him? That heter, the bi'alocha, maybe you couldn't use that heter of the bi'alocha. So I found over here, there's two more heterim to add to this bi'alocha. One is the Shita Sataz. And the Shita Sataz in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph is different to that of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh. And the Taz says as follows. The Rosh said, Loi Mistaber, that somebody could make a bracha and somebody else could be Yotze with the laning, even though he didn't lane. That's what the Rosh said. Says the Taz, it's not correct. The Taz brings a Tosefta, and Yushalmi, and a Mordechai, that's born a Mordechai in Megillah. He says as follows, Maisibur of Meir, Shikara Miyushav Eis HaKnesset Shil Tiboin. There was a story where Meir read, sitting down in the Shul of Tiboin, V'nosno La'acher, and then he gave the Megillah to somebody else, Ubir Cholel, and that other person made the Brocha, and then Meir laned. 1 second, we have over here one person making a Brocha, and the other person laning. So, how could you do this? In fact, the Gemara, how could you do that? Amar B'Yirmiya, how could you have one person reading and one person making the bracha? That's how. That's a simple answer. Therefore, says the Taz, if we have a Mefurish Tosefta that says, Shemeach Yoyne, that if I make a bracha and somebody else lanes, that's called Shemeach Kohen and that's fine. So then, what's the Rosh saying? The Rosh came up with this beautiful svara that it's not mistaber to make a bracha and somebody else is laning. Says the Taz, that's very nice. But a svara is not going to win out against a Mefurish Tosefta. And if I have a Tosefta that says that Rav Meir had a maisa or somebody else made the bracha and he laned, in Cain we see that it's possible for one person to make the bracha and for somebody else to lane. And therefore, says the Taz, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you have to read along, I hold that you don't have to read along. Because we see over in Mefurish from a Tosefta that the halacha of Shemeach Ke'oina will take care of the problem and there will not be a problem of making a bracha levatala. So in Cain, we have over here Shita Sataz that says Mefurish that there's no problem of making a bracha and somebody else laning. And it won't be a problem of bracha levatala. Just parenthetically, because I think the time permits me, the bi'alacha gives a teretz on this Taz as well. Because the bi'alacha says that by Kriyas HaMegillah, everybody's chayv in Kriyas HaMegillah. Everybody has to lane. And since everybody has to lane, therefore, you can have one person making the bracha and somebody else laning because everybody has a chiyuv, and so you can make a bracha and this guy could lane and this guy lane the other half. But by Kriyas HaTorah, it's not the same. By Kriyas HaTorah, the person who's making the bracha is making a bracha for himself. Once you're making a bracha for yourself, it's not a communal chiyuv, but rather a private chiyuv, a chiyuv that you have for yourself. That is not so poshut. That, says the Bi'alocha, you could not do. And so therefore we have a kasha on the Taz, but we still nevertheless, in this case, we still have a Taz, another thing to be soimech on. And the last smach that I wanted to bring Well, it's another machlokes that's brought over here between the Daki Moshe and the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef brings B'Shem the Zoya. B'Shem the Maria Abuav, who said he hasn't seen the Zoya yet, but the Beis Yosef said he has seen the Zoya. And the state in Zoya in Pashas Vayakel, this is also in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph and Beis Yosef, that it's also for two people to read the Torah. Also the Mikra V'Araisa Bar Chabil Chodoy. Only one person is allowed to read in the Torah, the same way when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was only Moshe Rabbeinu speaking and nobody else. The same way when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, it's only one person that's allowed to lane and nobody else is allowed to lane. Aye, we lane along. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in order to reconcile the Shitas HaZoya together with the Shita of the Halacha, so what he says is that the person who gets an aliyah, what he should do is he should read along. But read along so quietly, so softly, that it's not mashmir la'oznav. He doesn't hear his own laning. And since he does not hear his own laning, so therefore, it's not a problem of two people laning. It's only one person laning. And one person laning, that's exactly what the Zoya says. But is it a bracha la'atala? No, it's not a bracha la'atala because the person read along. He just read along quietly. The Ramah comes, and Daki Moshe were there in Sivkot and Beis. And he says, there's no chayach to what the Zoya says. The Zoya, all the Zoya means is, you can't have two people laning out loud. But, if you have one person laning out loud, and one person laning along quietly, that's mutter. And then the Ramah goes further, and I feel if you would say that the Zoya said what he said. Lemaisa, when you have a machlokes halacha and kabbalah, we go with the halacha, not with the kabbalah. And therefore, says the Ramah, you could read along. Yes, it's better to read along like the Beis Yosef said, that you should read along quietly, that you shouldn't be able to hear what you're saying. But if you read loud enough for yourself to hear what you're saying, you're still okay. Aye, there's a zoya, yeah, but there's a halacha. And when you have zoya versus halacha, you go with the halacha and not with the zoya. That's what the Ramah passes in Dachi Moshe, and that's what we saw in the beginning, what I mentioned before in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, where the Shulchan Aruch had said, Lo Yashmiya La Osnov, and the Ramah says, Afil Mashmiya La Osnov, Lech Lemechash. Even if you hear it yourself, it's still not a problem. So we have over here, Ashita Sazaya, and even though neither the Shulchan Aruch nor the Ramah passing like this Zaya, but there have been from the Gedolei Hasidus, which I found in the Piskei Tshuvos, he brought that Miriam of Zidichov, Kamarna, and Koshnitz, that Paskin, Taka, that you should not read along. They Paskin, Nader Hasidus, they went along with the Zoyar, and they hold that if you call somebody to the Torah, only the Balkari should read. And the person who makes the bracha should be Shoysik. And therefore, we have over here another Shita. And so therefore, just to sum up Lahalocha, what would be the psak over here? And this is what I was told by Rabbanim in Manchester as well. Since over here we're talking about a case of busha. You've called up somebody. This is his first time standing next to the Torah. And now you're going to call somebody else. You might turn him off from Yiddishkeit. Baruch Hashem, he didn't get turned off from Yiddishkeit. But there's definitely a chance that he would get turned off from Yiddishkeit. So, you might be turning off a person from Yiddishkeit. And you have the Bi'ah Halacha that said that you could call an Am Haaretz to the Torah. An Am Haaretz who makes a bracha and doesn't know how to lane, it's not a problem. As long as it's not somebody who knows how to read and just decides to disregard the halacha. Together with the Shita Sataz that we mentioned, that there is no halacha of having to read along. The halacha of Shemeh Ke'oina takes care of that. Together with the Shita Sazoya that we just mentioned, that only one person should read, that it's also for a person to read along with a Baal Kerei. So in Cain, as we said, you have the Mokum Busha. You have the Bi'ah Halacha that says that it's Mutter. Even though in Shulchan Aruch it seems that it's not Mutter, but because we have a steer, Bi'ah Halacha is Mutter. You have a Taz who says it's Mutter. And you have a Zoya who says it's Mutter. Taking all that into account, Avada, you would be allowed to let an Am Haaretz read from the Torah, and so therefore, even though Lechatchila you shouldn't be giving him an Aliyah, but since you have all these things to be Samech on, therefore if you did give him Aliyah, Avada, you don't have to let him go down and suffer the busha, but rather he could stay up and he can retain his aliyah.